Hi, I'm Alice Creswell. Welcome to my podcast. Check out my website, alicecreswell.com, for more resources and to send me a message.
I suppose we're going to start on the topic of the day, which is how to see in the spirit realm. And as I said last week, this is such a huge topic. We could all cover this forever, and we are going to, aren't we? We're going to, every day this is a journey. We're learning more from the Holy Spirit. He's our teacher, and we can learn from other people too. So today we're going to look at just one of the ways we see in the spirit realm and understand what's happening in the spirit realm through Jesus. Don't forget, he's the legal access point. He's the legal doorway into the spirit realm. Hi Carla, good to see you. Hi Kate. So Jesus is the legal access point into the spirit realm. In fact, he's the only way into the kingdom of heaven, into the kingdom of God. So if you want to, lots of people can see into the spirit realm and operate in the spirit realm, but it's not through Jesus, and they get into trouble. So if you want to go into the spirit realm, it's got to be through Jesus. He is the legal access point. And Jesus actually says that we can go in and out through him. He is the door. That's in John 10 verse 9, that he is the door. We can enter in and out through him, and he will keep us safe. He'll be saved. Hi, Michael. That word means saved, healed, delivered, and kept safe. So we can go in and out of the spirit realm through Jesus. So today we're going to talk about really understanding what's happening in the spirit realm through getting some kind of physical sensation in our bodies. So very often, I was saying last time, that people think that maybe they're not seeing in the spirit realm, they're not understanding what's happening in the spirit realm, because they're waiting for an angel to physically walk up to them or something like that to happen. And they just think, why is it not happening? Why am I not seeing things like Alice or other people are seeing? But what I want to share with you really is that it very often happens in the physical realm, but it's actually happening in the spirit realm, but we're witnessing it in the physical realm in different ways. And one of the ways is through actually feeling something in your body. Hi, Rebecca. So I'm going to share a story with you. And as you know, I have lots and lots of stories, things that just, in every day happen to me. But somehow what we need to do is really pick up on the things that are happening and understand that it's actually the Holy Spirit trying to speak to us, or maybe it's a demon doing something, and we need to be aware of that and know what to do with that. So we're going to cover all these different things as we go through these Facebook Live sessions in the future. But today we're looking at physical sensations. So here's a story that a few years ago, I was on an aeroplane, and I'd been in the Netherlands, in Holland, and I was on the aeroplane coming home to Chester, and our nearest airport is Liverpool. So I was just on EasyJet, or one of the cheap airlines, and I'm sitting there on the aeroplane at Amsterdam airport, and I'm in a row of three, and there's a man to my left, there's a man to my right, and the guy to my left is right by the window. And you might see me share this story on Sid Roth, it's Supernatural Sid Roth. They did a reconstruction on there, but the guy didn't look anything like he looks on Sid Roth. He looked very different anyhow. So we're going along, we're just, going along, we've got our seatbelts on, and we're taxiing along, just about to take off. And I'm looking out of the window, and there's a guy sitting next to me. I'm looking across him, looking out the window to see what's happening as we're going along like this. And the aeroplane starts to take off. And as we're taking off, I'm just aware of this guy to my left. And he looks a little bit flustered. He looks a bit red in the face. And so I'm thinking, well, maybe he's a bit scared of flying. And, I'm kind of thinking, well, maybe I ought to talk to him and say, can I pray for him? And hi, James. Hi, Kristen. Good to see you on here. So I'm just thinking, because I'm actually an introvert. I don't like talking to people, really. So I'm kind of, especially people I don't know. So I'm like trying to pluck up courage to think, okay, I need to talk to this guy, because he looks really like he's really red. He's got a bead of sweat starting to form on the side of his forehead and it's trickling down the side of his face. And he's sitting right next to me. So I think he must be scared of flying. I need to talk to him. So I'm kind of plucking up the courage, thinking, how do I start to talk to this guy that I don't know? When as I'm just thinking all this and seeing him out the corner of my eye, he looks at me and he goes, "What is that? What is that?" And I said, "What is what?" And he says, there's this power coming from you. He said, it's like this fire on you. It's so much fire and power coming off you. He said, "I can feel the heat." He said, "You are making me sweat." So I said, "Oh, that'll be the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit." And he starts to tell me that basically he doesn't know Jesus, but he's into New Age, he's been into Buddhism and all these different things. And he actually understands some of the stuff that's going on in the spirit realm more than many other Christians do, which I think is a shame. That is not right. So anyhow, he's saying to me, he's explaining how he can pick up things in the spirit realm and he does stuff in the spirit realm, but he'd never witnessed any kind of power coming off anybody before or anything like he had coming from me. So I said, "What's the power of Jesus?" He's the highest power. God's given him the highest place ever in the whole universe, you know. So why mess around with inferior power when you could go straight to the ultimate power source, Jesus himself, you know. So as I'm talking to this guy, I'm explaining about Jesus. I'm telling him that Jesus is the highest power, that Jesus is the only way into the kingdom of heaven. If we want to really see in the spirit realm, yes, like this guy, he could see things in the spirit. He traveled in the spirit and he was doing stuff in the spirit, but he did not know Jesus. He was not going through the legal access point that is Jesus. And he was getting into trouble, you know, and so basically he's telling me all this stuff. I'm telling him about Jesus. And as I'm talking to him, I feel a pain in the base of my spine. And so I could have started thinking, well, I was standing up for a long time before I got on the plane. Maybe I'm sitting down for too long. Maybe I'm getting old. All these thoughts that we have when we get a pain in our body. But you know what I think? First of all, I always think, that's not my pain. It's either coming from an evil spirit trying to put something on me, or, you know, we're picking things up in the spirit all the time. We don't always realize it. And we tend to think with a pain like this, it's my own pain. Well, no, it wasn't. So I said to him, because he's sitting next to me, I'm talking to him, I'm getting a pain. So my first thought, so, you know, as you're interacting with people, as you're going about your daily business, whatever it is you're doing, be aware of things that are happening. Even if it's something in your physical body, pay attention. So I had this pain in my lower back. So I just said to this guy, "Do you have a pain in your back, at the lower part of your spine right now?" Now, he could have said no, in which case it might have been the guy next to me or the other side. It could have been for somebody else later in the day. But always ask. Don't be afraid to ask, because the worst thing that can happen is somebody says no. And then you're like, okay, that's fine. I'm aware of things in the spirit and I'm just picking up. And quite often you might say something like that's wrong. But very often what I find, even if I get it wrong, the person says, "Oh, well, I haven't got that, but I've got such and such." And then, you know, he could have said something like that and I could have prayed for him for something else. Anyhow, so the guy says to me, "Yeah, I've got a pain in the base of my spine. In fact, I've got severe pain and I've had it for 14 years. I think it was 14. It was a few years ago now, but it was something like 14 years. He said, "I actually broke my back. I was in a fight with 5 soldiers. I got in a fight in a bar. I had to have surgery in my back. I broke my back. They fixed it by putting metal pins in. They fused the vertebrae together. But what it means is that I'm still in pain. I'm on some kind of morphine medication," he said, "but the pain is still there." He said, "I can't bend over, and actually it's pressing on my sciatic nerve. So the pain goes all the way down my back, down my spine, and down my leg." Hi, Pamela from New York. Good to see you. So anyhow, this guy is like, he's telling me he's in severe pain, 14 years. So I said to him, Now, that basically was a word of knowledge. That was supernatural knowledge I got, but it was just because I was picking up something in the spirit realm through a pain in my body that I got while I was talking to this guy. So, you know, when you get some knowledge about somebody else, when you see something in the spirit realm or see something happening or feel it or whatever it might be, you need to do something about it. You don't just say, you know, I could have said to him, oh, well, that's a shame. But actually, it's to lead you to something else. Usually somebody needs a miracle, or you can take authority over something, or you tell a demon to leave, or whatever it might be. So always be asking the Holy Spirit. So anyhow, I'm then saying to him, you know that power that you could feel coming from me? I said, would you like a little bit of it, the power of Jesus, to go into your back and to heal it completely? And he's like, don't mind if I do. So I just put my finger on his shoulder like this, and I said, in the name of Jesus, I command the bones to reconstruct in his back. Now, it's important that you tell bones to reconstruct first before you tell the metal to disappear, because we've had people that, you know, we've trained up and they've done it. And your words are so powerful. We had this one guy, a friend of ours, Sergio, and he told the metal to disappear in his colleague's foot before he told the bones to reconstruct. And the colleague's foot, the metal disappeared when he told it to, and his foot's flapping about like this. And this guy's going, what have you done to my foot? So Sergio's like, oh, sorry about that. Bones reconstruct in the name of Jesus. They reconstructed. This guy was completely healed and gave his life to Jesus as a result. Well, you would, wouldn't you? Anyhow, so I'm telling this guy's bones to reconstruct. And then I said, metal come out. Nerves don't be trapped anymore, and you can speak these things out. You have authority through Jesus. If you submit your life to Jesus and follow him and be obedient to the Holy Spirit, you then can move in authority and you can speak to these things. So I'm speaking to the bones in his back. They must be reconstructing at that point, but I'm speaking to them and I'm telling the pain to go in the name of Jesus and the metal to go. Now, when you're praying for somebody like this, it's scary enough just doing that. I find that scary. But I think what's even more scary is actually saying to them, what is happening right now? What's going on? What you're feeling? What's changing? But you must do that. It's so important. So I then say to this guy, what are you feeling? And I always expect something to happen straight away. He says to me, nothing. And I'm like, what do you mean? Nothing. And he says, no, you don't understand. He said, I feel no pain, nothing. 14 years, severe pain. Now I feel nothing, no pain. I'm like, oh, thank you, Jesus. And it was amazing. When we got off the plane, you know, he was actually touching his toes. He was bending over, something he could not have done before. And that was the power of Jesus. So as you follow Jesus more, as you, some of you watching, you don't even know Jesus yet, but you're really hungry for the things of the Spirit. You want to be operating in the things and understanding the things of the Spirit. Well, I've got to say to you, go for the highest power. Go to Jesus. He is the legal access point. It's got to be through Jesus, the true Jesus. I was just interviewing a young lady yesterday called Lisa, and she actually came into our shop when she was a Reiki master and subsequently gave her life to Jesus. She's been on our workshop recently with her husband, who's also given his life to Jesus. But she used to do like Reiki and all sorts of treatments of people. But she thought Reiki was through Jesus. Now, she suddenly realized one day that the real Jesus walked into the treatment room and said, what are you doing? So what she was doing was not through Jesus. So you've got to submit your life to the true Jesus and follow him. And then you can start moving in power and authority. So now, Dorothea, let me find your question. I don't know if you're watching, Dorothy. You might be watching right now. I'll say hi to you, whether you're live or whether you're watching it later. Dorothea says, I've been praying for several people to be healed, and I asked God to highlight in my body what they need prayer for. He did, and it was lots of back problems. So that was good. So she's been praying for people, and she could actually feel in her back that there was pain coming, so she knew to pray for those people's backs. So that's good. That's picking up on things, what the Holy Spirit and what is happening in the spirit realm. So she says, it was lots of back problems, but by the end of the week, my body was taking on the symptoms. How do I get around that? Now, that's a really good question, Dorothea. So, you know, I was telling you, I was on the plane, and I'm picking up in a spirit that this guy next to me has a back problem. I could actually feel the pain. It wasn't excruciating, but I could feel just a dull ache in the base of my spine. Now, sometimes you'll find that in the spirit realm, you're picking up, you know, an angel may come over to you and may poke you. It might be like a tingling, it might be a warm sensation. It's not always pain that you feel in your body. But Dorothea is saying that she's been picking up, when she was asking the Lord to show things to her in the spirit, she was picking up pain in her body. But by the end of the week, she's still got that pain in her body. Now, sometimes what you'll find is that you're picking up on those things, but it's not your pain. That's the whole thing. You cannot take that pain on yourself. Very often an evil spirit who is, you know, evil spirits operate in the spirit realm, but come into the physical realm, they only can have power in your life if you come into agreement with them, with evil spirits, okay? So what we want to do is we want to come into agreement with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, not evil spirits. And sometimes you will pick up on something, and it might be that person has a bad back and it's an evil spirit causing it, but you're just picking up on that. However you're feeling that in your body, whether it's an angel or whatever it is, whether it's an evil spirit, you do not want to keep that pain. You want to get rid of it. And you know, I've heard that in Reiki, which is counterfeit healing. Now, we're not talking about Reiki here. When we're talking about healing, it's through Jesus, through the Spirit of Jesus. Reiki is counterfeit and it is dangerous. Do not do Reiki. I talk about that in my new book on healing, but this is really important. But sometimes in Reiki, what they do is they actually take the person's pain and problems on, and conditions on themselves when they're doing healing. We do not do that. Jesus is our Savior. He took all the sickness on his body, so we don't have to do that. So we are not the person's Savior. We are just the conduit, the vessel that is full of the power of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and releasing that power to others. So we're not actually taking that on ourselves. Now, I think, was it Bill Johnson who said something like, in the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament, if you touched a dead body, it would make you unclean. It would actually have an effect on you. But under the New Covenant, through Jesus, we can touch dead bodies, and we actually, the power comes from us, not the other way around. Doesn't jump on us. We release that power and authority through Jesus into, and we speak life and release it into that dead person or dead thing, and it is raised to life. So it's the opposite way around. Evil spirits will try and put things on you, whether it's pain or a condition, but they only have power in your life if you come into agreement with them. So what you'll find very often is you're picking up something in the spirit realm, you recognize that it might be for somebody near you. So ask people that are around you, you know, if you get a pain in your elbow, for example, and it's just like a random pain, you're like, why is that? Look around, see who's near you. It's very often it's for somebody right next to you or somebody you're just about to meet. So just say to them, you know, you could be sitting at a gate in an airport. I've done this before now, and you've got a pain, you know, and then you'll say, anybody next to me, this, I know this sounds weird, but anybody got a pain right here? Just go for it. Just have a go. Just go for it. And you'll find somebody will say yes, or they might not because they might be too embarrassed, but there will be somebody there. Then you can pray for them and tell it to go. And the pain should leave you at the same time. But if it doesn't, then it might be an evil spirit trying it on. Break any agreement, say, evil spirit, spirit of pain, whatever this is, you've got to leave me right now in the name of Jesus, and it's got to go. But you can only do that if you know Jesus personally. So if you want to know Jesus personally, let's do that right now. Anybody there watching, you don't know Jesus yet, let's pray this together. Why don't you just say, Jesus, thank you that you died on the cross for me. And I ask you to come into my life. And I'm sorry for all the things that I've done wrong. I'm sorry for going my own way. And in fact, why don't you, if you're watching this right now and you have any pain in your body, whether it's because you've picked up on something in the spirit realm and you've not got rid of it, or maybe, you know, it's something you've had a long time. Either way, let's pray this together. Why don't you just say this out loud? Just say, Father God, Please forgive me for coming into agreement with any evil spirit. So whether it's a spirit of pain, a spirit of infirmity, whatever it might be, an unclean spirit of some description, you just speak to it. If it's arthritis, say spirit of arthritis, spirit of pain, fibromyalgia, that's usually a demon. Just say, Lord God, forgive me for coming into agreement with the spirit of whatever it might be. And I command this thing to go right now in the name of Jesus. Just tell it to go. Just say, in Jesus' name, I command you to leave me now in the name of Jesus. And if you don't know Jesus yet, ask Jesus to come into your life. Say, Jesus, come into my life with your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come in. So breathe in the Holy Spirit, deep breath in. And then tell that evil spirit to go. One, two, three, go. And just breathe it out or cough it out. Just off it goes right now. Hi, Beth. Good to see you. Now, you know, Beth, who's watching, she's a friend of ours. And she actually had stuff like this. She'd had surgery in her back. It's all right, Beth, if I'm talking about you here. But Beth had, you know, major surgery in her back. And for the next few years later, I don't know when, Beth, you had that, but it's a few years ago. And she's had nerve damage, pain, ever since, and was in severe pain, was having trouble walking and was on medications, and she did not know that it was just an evil spirit. Hi, Beth. So basically, I just said to her, I said, Beth, it's just a demon. You don't have, it's not there. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just a demon, a counterfeit. It's a lying, deceiving spirit causing the pain. Just tell it to go right now. So she tells it to go, and I say, come on, jump up. She's like, I can't get up. I said, just jump up. She jumps up off her chair and she starts licking it around the place and gets completely healed by Jesus. Now, isn't that amazing? So Beth, good on you, because you know, with these things, you have to tell them to go. You have to contend for them. You know, you don't need to ask me to tell them to go. You've got to do that yourself. You can do it. Don't go asking all these people to pray for you. It's not wrong to get prayer from somebody, but I get so many people asking me for prayer. Well, I've got to tell you, you do it for yourself. You know, just tell it to go. If something comes at me, I just tell it to go. I'm like, off you go right now in Jesus' name, and it's got to go. And do not have it. Sometimes it might try and come back, but don't have it. How am I doing for time? Well, I've been talking longer than I thought. I'm going to try and keep them short. You know, Tom, he was telling me, try and keep it to 15 to 20 minutes. Sorry, Tom, I've gone over a little bit. I just wanted to mention quickly somebody else, because I was talking about an aeroplane, and who was it? Oh, yes. Now, I don't know if I'm saying this name right. Is it Olamide, Olamide, Olamida? I don't know. From Missouri, is it? Don't know. Anyway, somewhere said, when you're on a flight, do you see supernatural beings in the clouds? Well, no, not particularly. However, you don't have to be on a plane to see things in the clouds or to see supernatural beings. We'll talk another day about seeing in the spirit and actually seeing the cloud of witnesses, seeing those who've gone before us, who are still alive in Christ, who are working behind the scenes. We can interact with them. Let's talk about that in another one. But just to let you know, on a plane, doesn't matter where you are, you can see things in the spirit anywhere that you are. So I think that's it for today. It's good to have you all on here. Thank you for joining me. And don't forget, if you want to get notifications of me going live in future on Facebook, make sure you're on my Facebook page, my Alice Creswell public page, and you need to click follow, get notifications, see first. It's really important, otherwise you won't get these notifications. Also, as I say, I've just got a podcast going today, so look out for that. It's just called Alice Creswell. If it's not on iTunes yet, it should be in the next couple of days, hopefully. Keep going back and looking. It's definitely on my website, alicecreswell.com. Homework. Shall I give you some homework? Now, did you do your homework from last week? I hope you did. And so this week's homework, how about we ask the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to speak to us this week through a sensation in our body. Now, sometimes it's for healing, it's not always for healing, but quite often you'll get a sensation in your body, but it's where you're picking up on something that somebody else has, maybe a physical problem, but it might not be. So why don't we ask the Lord now Father God, we thank you that you love us. We thank you that you speak to us. And we ask the spirit of revelation and knowledge to come right now for all of those watching and for me too. Don't forget, Lord, I want to know too. So we ask that you would speak to all those watching and that you would give them supernatural knowledge, open the eyes, the ears, the understanding to feel something in their body, something physically happening in the next week that will actually be you speaking to them, Holy Spirit, and that they know what to do with it. So we pray that that happens in the next week. And your homework is to ask the Holy Spirit that again, just to wait on him. You know, every day when you wake up, say, Holy Spirit, what do you want us to do today? What should we do? If you're going to work or you're going to school or whatever, you're at home talking to your neighbours, going to the school gate, no matter what it is, say, Holy Spirit, show me somebody that's going to be, I'm going to be around today. Show me something in my body. Let me feel something. Because we want to practice this in different ways, don't we? Might be an angel, might come and poke you. But whatever it is, ask him to show you and he will show you. But as soon as you get that thing, you might just feel this kind of weird sensation or a poke or whatever it might be. Ask the Holy Spirit. Don't forget to say, Holy Spirit, who is that for? And he will show you. He'll highlight somebody to you. Or ask him, can you tell me a bit more about that? Show me who that's for. What am I supposed to say to them? What else do you want me to do about that? And he will show you. So it's been really good being with you. What else do I need to do? I think that's all I need to do, isn't it? I'm sure, I just thought about something else then and it just kind of went in. And it's, you know, it's really hard doing Facebook Live because you're kind of speaking to people, seeing all the comments, and it's really good to see you on there. But you're also thinking about, what am I going to say next, you know? And there was definitely something I was going to say. Can't remember what it is. I've lost my train of thought now. But do keep following. Oh, I know what I was going to say. The Normal Supernatural Christian Life book. If you want more teaching, I've got it, you know, that is just packed full of stories, supernatural stories, and teaching on how to understand and see in the spirit realm, how to cast out demons, how to heal the sick. So if you go onto my website, alicecreswell.com, you'll find lots of resources on there. There's free videos. I've got my video diaries that I do regularly. There's links to YouTube, my YouTube channel, Alice Creswell YouTube channel. There's my written blogs, my resources, my books you can click through, and they'll take you through to our spiritlifestyle.com website where you can purchase videos, training videos, you can watch weekly videos, and resources for small groups as well. So hopefully we'll see some of you on our travels, because we're going to be traveling again soon. Don't forget, if you want us to come to your place, do let us know. There's a form on my website where you can invite us to come. So check that out and I'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Check out my website, alicecreswell.com, for more resources and to send me a message.